Hey, beauty pros, welcome to Beauty Business Breakthroughs. My name is Shara, your guide to success in the beauty industry. In each episode, I'm going to be sharing my tips, tricks, and real life experiences. Plus, we'll bring in industry experts to drop their game-changing advice. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, get ready for practical insights that will elevate your beauty business. Let's dive in. Hello, and thank you all for joining us today. I am blessed and excited to be speaking with Natalie on our podcast today, Beauty Business Breakthroughs. Thank you so much for joining me, Natalie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm so excited.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what your expertise is in.
Yeah, so I kind of have a crazy story. It kind of started with my journey of motherhood. So me and my husband, we were trying to start for a family. Unfortunately, we had multiple losses, high-risk pregnancy. It was very, very scary. But finally, I was in my second trimester, the safe zone of pregnancy, right? When we can all take that big sigh of relief. And right. My job, I told my job that I was pregnant once I was in the safe zone. And they said I had 2 days to give birth and then I'd have to go back to work. Yeah.
That's unrealistic.
I know, especially with high risk.
First of all, right. What country is this in?
Oh, it was in Florida, United States of America.
So is that like a Florida thing? You don't have a maternity leave?
So if you have worked under 1 year, you don't qualify for FMLA. So I had taken a break because of all my losses. And then I had gone back to that job. And so technically I had to start over from the beginning. And then I didn't tell them, like, as they were very offended that I didn't tell them in the beginning, but I didn't tell them because I didn't know if I was even going to make
it. Of course. As a woman, I can understand. I can relate.
Yeah. But I probably could have sued, but I did not.
But I mean, obviously this is totally off topic, but that's wild to me because here in California, yes, so the FMLA is a federal protection with your job. It is non-paid. But here in California, set aside from the FMLA aspect, we do get, and again, it's been a long time since I gave birth, but we get, I believe it is 4 weeks prior to your due date, paid through the disability program. And then I want to say it's either 6 weeks, maybe after. Obviously, things have probably changed in the last 20 plus years, but I think you can even extend it out further than that. So that's wild to me. Like 2 days is not even enough to be okay. Well, so obviously with that, that made you go, hey, wait a second, this job does not care about me, my health, my well-being. I'm just a body, a warm body. Mm-hmm. So that is what prompted you to kind of go, okay, let me put my thinking cap on and figure out another option, another solution for me to bring money in for my family.
100%. That's exactly what happened. Cause I'm like, you're not concerned about my safety or my baby's safety, who was born premature at like 3 pounds. So it was a very high risk situation, which we knew it was going to be. And so I was like, well, I don't want to give another company that much power over my life and over, you know, my family's life. And so I started looking for ways that I can make money from home while raising a newborn. And I was going to be a mom for the first time. So super scary. And now all of a sudden I become a business owner at the same time. So I found being a virtual assistant was really, it wasn't really popular. This was back in 2015. So I always say I'm a dinosaur in the virtual assistant world because most VAs started after the pandemic, which is really cool. So I just started looking for ways to build a business and I was really, really good at it. It was very easy for me to get clients. It was very easy for me to do the work. I turned it into a six-figure agency within 3 months.
So awesome.
Very, very proud of. Yes. And a big part of that was utilizing a virtual assistant team and creating the processes and systems to help support me and other entrepreneurs.
So just so I have a, a clear understanding as well as for the listeners here today. So you started providing the service yourself. So
Yes.
you were sourcing out yourself as a client or not client, as a provider to different businesses across, I'm guessing, USA.
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So you were providing services and that was very profitable for you. And then you were then able to scale that business up to finding a team, creating a team, implementing systems, processes, and then really being able to gain more business and more clients in that respect.
Yeah, I realized that every business, no matter what your industry is, kind of follows the same processes and plans, right? We have sales, we have customer service, we have building relationships, we have hiring, we have our services. They're all different in their own aspects, but really, once you create a process, you can duplicate it over and over again. So that made
100%.
us really successful because I'd even create a plan for our clients, and then I was able to duplicate and train my team on it very easily.
That is amazing. Congratulations. I love that. So really quick, just to clarify as well, you mentioned like scaling, or not scaling up, but you mentioned, building the business to six figures in 3 months. Does that mean that you were able to grow 100,000 plus within that 3 month span, or does that mean that you were able to build it to where it would make 100,000 that year in the 3 months? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I know
Yep,
for
really
me,
good
and the reason
question.
I ask this is because for me, I was able to build my business to where it was making 8 to 10 grand a month within 2 months, but that meant I built a six figure business, right? For that year, I was going to make six figures in that year, but I built it within 2 months. I don't know if I'm explaining that right, but I know you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, so my business was making, within the 3 months, it was making about 14,000 a month. And then I have very low expenses. So my biggest expense will always be payroll, and it's not even that big. So, and it didn't cost me anything to run this money. Again, I was this new mom with no job. And so we didn't put any of our own money in. It was always operating in the green, which is really cool too.
That's awesome. Congratulations. I love that. And I'm glad I clarified that because, like I said, I kind of use that same example or wording, and I want to make sure that, people understand, like, no, I did not make $100,000 providing a service in 3 months. Like, I built it to where it would be able to be a six-figure business that first year in such a short amount of time. And that's great. So let's kind of just roll into the benefit for your clients, right? And the type of clients that you had, and how, my listeners would be able to benefit from having a virtual assistant or having a team and things of that nature.
Yeah, sure. So every business owner, when we have a business, it's kind of like I always relate it to the family aspect, right? Because I started my journey as being a mom and being an entrepreneur. So they always say it takes a village, right?
Of
You need the
course.
emotional support, you need the help with the child, you need all the experts for the well-being of the child. Well, your business is kind of the same, right? So you need to have experts. There's so many entrepreneurs think they can do it on their own, and they try to do it on their own, and they're so scared of investing in help that they're stuck and they're stressed and they're overwhelmed, and then their business fails. That's usually the path that goes down. You try to do everything yourself, and you're too scared to invest. That's where your business is going. Just like the health of your child would go down if you try to be the doctor, if you try to be all the different supports, the babysitters, all those things all in one, you and your family would also suffer. So I have noticed that when entrepreneurs invest, not only in virtual assistants, but any type of help like AI, software, lawyers, insurance, those type of things, the health of their business is really, really good. They have all these experts because someone always knows more than you in something, right? We can't know everything in every different category and direction. So utilizing other people to help us build and grow our businesses. That's what I did. I learned from other entrepreneurs and what they did, and then I just used those systems and processes. And that's how I was able to find clients very quickly. How I was able to build a successful and healthy team was just really utilizing other people and their knowledge. So whether you're investing your time or your money, you have to bring in some sort of help. You can always barter for services if you're not trying to do money, right? But you have to do
100%.
something to really grow your business.
That's amazing, you know, and I completely agree. I actually was just having this conversation this morning. So as a new entrepreneur, well, I'm not a new entrepreneur, take that back. When I was a new entrepreneur, right, I was the do all be all doing everything. And I would try to outsource some stuff and it wouldn't quite work and you know, this and that, whatever, right? So fast forward, you know, I've been kind of this, for the lack of a better word, have I had assistance? Yes. But for the most part, I've been kind of that one-stop shop. I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm the content creator. You know how the entrepreneur wears the 50 hats, right? And so I found that I was not able to scale up the way I wanted to because all of the projects and things that I wanted to focus on were getting put on the back burner because all of the little fires, for the lack of a better word, that were coming at me on the day-to-day basis were the things that I really needed to be investing in outsourcing, right? But instead, I'm doing it myself. And so everything that's going to help me take my business to the next level is not getting done because all of the other stuff is kind of at the forefront and takes priority. And so I have really invested in outsourcing every single thing to somebody who is experienced. And what I have found is that by me doing it myself the last however many years, it has enabled me to know when I am hiring somebody, what I expect, when it's good quality, how to set the proper expectations and standards for what I need in my business, and then really be able to analyze the quality of their work, right? When you're looking at hiring somebody, because I've done the thing, right? So I know when you give me an example of your work, what good quality looks like. It should match or exceed, right? Whatever I've been doing, no matter what, you know, task that was. So let's just kind of talk about like the actual benefit for somebody like myself. I have had a virtual assistant for a number of years, probably 90% of the time that I've been self-employed. However, prior to that, I was doing the trying to figure out how to respond to messages, do the admin aspects, DMs, you know, all of those kind of things, right? Emails, whatever the case is, phone calls, and trying to figure out how to multitask and do all of that. Because as women, as well as entrepreneurs, right? We're the mom, we're the wife, the significant other, we're the household manager. So we wear multiple tasks or multiple hats as a woman. And then we also wear an additional 50 hats as a solo entrepreneur. So the value that I see now, I know the value, but I want you to kind of talk about the value as an entrepreneur and what that looks like for my listeners, for my followers, as far as having a virtual assistant and really being able to provide that customer service for your prospective as well as current clients.
Yeah, so it's kind of exactly like you said, right? So we try to wear so many hats and we try to do it all. So what does that end up leaving us? It leaves us stressed. It leaves us grouchy. Our customer service, I can tell you, is going to be one of the first things that goes down, especially when we get overwhelmed. We're going to snap at one point or another, and hopefully it's not a client. We cross our fingers. But that's not good for no one, right? And so that's one of the things I love about having a virtual assistant, being a virtual assistant, is that they take over those tasks. And I always say the first task that you want to do is something that's recurring, that you're doing all the time. Because if you just give them one-time projects in the beginning, You're going to be like, what even got done? You won't like be able to remember it. You don't realize like how impactful it's been. But if they take over something you do over and over again. So like my favorite example is like you create a piece of content, right? Say a blog post. We have trackers and systems and processes that will literally say, this is everything that needs to happen when you do a blog post. So a person might have to post or create the blog post. Then they have to maybe turn it into a Pinterest content. Then they want to turn it into a reel. And then you want to turn it into short form. And then maybe you want to do like a YouTube video. And you need to update the website. You need to put it in your email marketing. There's all these things that happen when you create one piece of content, which is crazy if you think about
Girl, and that is crazy. That's why my eyes are bugging out of my head right now, because I'm like, dang, I didn't even realize, like, my wheels are turning right now. Like, I didn't even realize that that's literally everything that has to be done,
Yep.
and that I do or somebody else does. So I'm over here going, wait a minute, I need to put some processes in place.
Yep. You create a
So
tracker. Literally, it's a spreadsheet that says, and then I write who's gonna do it. So if it's like posting the social media, whoever my social media person is, if it's updating the website, well, who updates my website? Because I have a very large team. So we're all doing kind of different things. And so that also, I don't have to contact them at all hours of the night and be like, what's going on with this? I can just look at the tracker and I'll be able to see it, which is super, super cool. And that's something that they'll do every single week if you're doing weekly content or if you're doing, maybe even monthly. It's something that they can completely take over. You don't need to be doing any of that stuff, especially now with AI technologies and things like that. And so, yeah, you could save so much time by giving just that piece of content away.
That is one thing that I did recently was, okay, what is it? I start like every time that I started doing something, no matter what that task was, I started making a list. I started adding to it. Okay, well, I answered the phone. Okay, well, I check orders. So I started adding things to my list of what is it that I really do on a daily basis? And what is it, which of these tasks that I can hand off to somebody else, right? And like you said, once you create that system, once you create the checklist, the whatever, right? And everybody knows what to do and what needs to be done, then everybody knows what is expected of them. But that has really enabled me to see where my time is being spent. And I think you kind of nailed it very, very well when you said you give them a task, but you really don't have a clear understanding of the value of what it is that was created, what was done, everything that it took to get that task out. So you've got one piece of content, right? So let's talk about like this podcast. Okay, well, what happens once this podcast is completed, right? We download it, we have it edited, there's the graphics and the email marketing and the social media content and the, all of those things that come with that one thing. And so being able to, like you said, not only outsource it, but know that this one task really breaks out, or this one project, we'll call it a project. This one project of podcast really breaks out into probably 15 tasks, right? Micro tasks. And then really being able to see the value of, okay, this is one less thing that I have to worry about. I know that it's being handled, right? So you talk about, obviously the social media aspects and email marketing and things of that nature. Do you guys also help with like customer service things?
Yeah,
You know,
so our
talk about
company is
that.
a little bit different than most VA companies because what I
Okay.
realized was that entrepreneurs, they would get a virtual assistant. I have no idea what to do with them. So what we do solve that issue is we assign you a project manager. Your project manager is someone that knows business. They understand funnels. They understand automations. They understand, baby offers and customer journeys and all those fun things.
Right.
And they're very, very experienced. They've worked with hundreds of industries usually. And so that project manager will find out what your business needs are, how you're looking to grow, how are you wanting to make money, which is the most important thing, right? and how you
Of
want to create
course.
a community in your business. And so then they'll create the to-dos with you. We have a really cool like project management tool that we use. And then so you can see their process. And then they assign the to-dos out to the team. So graphic designers get graphic design, copywriters get copyright writing. So the best of the best do what they're great at, right? So that's how we keep our quality so high. So yeah, so that's one of my favorite things about our VA company that sets us apart.
That's amazing. I think that a lot of people, they think of having a virtual assistant, right? And they just automatically think, oh, they can only do this one thing. Oh, well, I don't have an email system, or I don't need a support team, right? Or I don't need customer service, right? I'm just a solo entrepreneur. But really, virtual assistant is so much more than that. And like you've said, there's so many different things that virtual assistants are able to do. And I think there's kind of this unspoken, maybe I don't even want to call it a stigma, but there's that unspoken concept or perception of what a virtual assistant is, right? They're probably, I won't even put it out there because I can't imagine what people think. I know from my perspective, the ability, when you talk about a virtual assistant, like they literally can do everything and anything, no matter what their specialty is, right? For instance, I have somebody that helps me with my ads management, right? That's something that I've been doing, but it's not something that I want to do. I really need to hone in on having somebody who is experienced, knowledgeable, an expert in that particular industry or whatever, and be able to go ahead and provide you with all of the advice. They're like, well, would you like to do it this way? Well, what do you think, Sally? I'm going to rely on your advice. What do you think I should do, Sally? Right? So let's talk about like affordability, because I think that one, you've kind of given us a better understanding, a better picture of what virtual assistant team looks like. But I think that price point and understanding how many hours a day or week do they normally work for, like a small business, right? And then pricing, what does that look like?
Sure. So you have two very different ranges of virtual assistants. So remember, virtual assistant is a very broad term. So depending on
Absolutely.
who you're coming across, they're going to be able to do everything, and some can only do a certain specific skill set. So I always kind of say you got your US base and you have your overseas base. They're very different. They are both very useful. And depending on what your business needs, it depends on which one you want to go with. But they also have two very different price points. Of course, overseas is going to be cheaper. You can technically go as low as like $4 or $4. I always do minimum $7 because they're like, especially like Philippines and such, their minimum wage is $25 a day. And I can afford $7 is cheap for me for $7 an hour. So I try to give them a little bit, more than their minimum just out of respect for them. And I always get really, really great help when I do that. So I never try to go for the cheapest anything because you also pay for
Yes,
what you get, right?
absolutely, 100%.
Yeah. And then your US base, you're usually looking around 20 to 25 hour to start, usually more like for admin work, 30 for graphic, 35 and up for websites, automations, and such. So that's how my business works because half of our team is US based, half of it is overseas. So we have a very unique
Love it.
situation. But because we do like a lot of websites and a lot of strategy and copy, our project managers have to be US based because they need
Absolutely.
to understand the laws and your businesses and how businesses work in the US.
Right, 100%. So somebody who would be interested in, say, for instance, working with your team, working with your company, they would be paying like an hourly rate, and that's like project based or task based, or do they kind of pay like, okay, we're gonna, obviously you've got your project manager, so they would have essentially somebody go, okay, we've assessed the situation, we've assessed your business, we think we're gonna cover about 20 hours worth of work to do everything that needs to be done on a weekly basis, and we're gonna charge you X. per week. Is that kind of how it works, or what?
Yeah, so we have a couple different things. So I our packages are very customizable because entrepreneurs and their businesses and their needs are very, very different. And we help all
Absolutely.
industries. We never niche down or anything like that, just because that's how I started and we've gotten really good at what we do. So I've never niched down personally. So what how our things work is most of our clients are on a retainer. So they'll say,
Okay.
hey, I want to pay for 5 hours a week, or maybe they want to pay just $500 a month. And then our hourly rates are breaking up exactly how I explained before. So admin is 25 an hour, graphics is 30, website funnels, automations is 35 an hour. And so basically we deduct from that retainer and we give you weekly updates on where you're at. And so if something's taking too long, we're very, very open upfront, but we're very quick. I've never gone to a client and be like, this is taking a while. I've never
Right,
done
right, right,
that. Just
right.
because we're very
I love
quick.
that. I love that. I
Yeah.
think that no matter whether it's been for my business or my personal, I always feel like I kind of like paid too much when I pay a flat rate. Especially like for instance, not long ago, I had some gardening work done, and I know it only took them 2 hours to do it. I know how much those plants cost. Right, because we had those plants purchased and delivered before. They're like, maybe $35, but I had spent like $750 for the work to be done. And I'm like scratching my head, like, gosh, dang it, Shara, you spent too much on the, you overpaid. Right. So I do like that you guys kind of have like you've got that retainer, they're sending in the $500 or the whatever it is. And then you're just kind of deducting as you guys are needing to complete the work. That's amazing. I love it. Anything else you would like to just add, or maybe some tips in terms of like getting started for somebody who's a new entrepreneur, or even somebody who's seasoned and they're considering working with or hiring a virtual assistant or even a team similar as yours?
Yeah, so before you even start the hiring process, the first thing you want to make sure you have in place is SOPs, your standard operating procedures. So that's all the steps that you do whenever you're doing a task in your business. So we kind of went, we did the example with the piece of content, right? And all those steps happened. And I said, we even say who does it. And I even say what buttons I click on a website. That's how specific mine is. So,
Right.
but what makes that what happens is I give that to a new virtual assistant and they're able to follow that. Now I'm not wasting time on training. I'm not wasting time teaching them something. They have a document. Sometimes I even have a video of me doing it as well. I'll have the written and the
Right.
video. And so they can see exactly where everything is. And I save so much money doing that. And I'm also not making them create a new process or a system or trying to figure out what works. I literally found out what works and I hand it off.
I love that. But you had said something and I kind of just chuckled in my head because I'm thinking like, oh my God, this is literally me. This is like what I do, And I absolutely love the tips and the knowledge that you've, shared with me today, because it even gets me thinking to myself like, I need to make some improvements. But when it comes to, SOPs, standard operating procedures, you kind of break it down to like the nitty-gritty, like you said. Okay, turn on your computer, lick your mouse, enter your password, but you have to really break it down literally to look in the left-hand top, corner. You will see this little button. And I'm very much of a, because I have created SOPs for companies that I've worked for in the past. And that's kind of the way that my mind works, because if you give me an A to Z manual to follow, like I will literally be like, oh, I'm supposed to calculate it this way. Okay, let me calculate it this way, And I think that, having those visuals, having the videos, having examples even, right? Like, okay, I'm telling you to do this. Okay, well, here's an example of how you would do that, right? So I love that. Again, thank you so much for joining me today, Natalie. You have been great. For my listeners and my followers, can you tell us how can people reach you? How can they get in contact with you if they're interested in reaching out to you for more information, potentially working with you?
Yeah, so you can always reach out to me on social media. Instagram and TikTok are usually my go-tos. It's Natalie Guzman is my handle everywhere. Or you can go to nadora.org and that will show you all of our different services and how we can help. And you can even, you mentioned that you heard me from this podcast, and you can get 2 free hours of virtual assistant service, which is pretty
I
cool.
love it. Thank you so much, Natalie. I really appreciate your time again. And thank you so much, everyone, for listening to us today on Beauty Business Breakthroughs. Until next time, have a blessed day.
That's a wrap for today's Beauty Business Breakthroughs. I hope you found these insights valuable and actionable for your beauty business. Remember, success in this industry is within your reach. If you're hungry for more and ready to take your beauty business to the next level, consider joining our Get Fully Booked Accelerator program. We are dedicated to helping beauty professionals like you achieve extraordinary success with strategies that can take your business to 10K per month and beyond. Simply send us a direct message on Instagram, Lux Beauty and Body Co., with the word success, and we'll provide you with all of the details on how you can be a part of this game-changing program. Your journey to a thriving beauty business starts now. Thank you again for tuning in, and until next time, stay inspired, stay motivated, and keep making those beauty business breakthroughs.